to Taiwan this morning, and not even a fortnight after US Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei, an American congressional delegation now has touched down in the city. The five lawmakers will meet the president and other officials, as well as members of the private sector. For more, I'm joined by Ting Ting Liu, a Taipei-based foreign affairs and military correspondent with TVBS News, who broke the story of the visit overnight. Welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Hi, Patricia. Good morning. Thanks for having me on your program.
What do we know about this latest visit from US lawmakers and their plans in Taipei?
Yes, indeed. I mean, they actually arrived at 6 p.m. plus yesterday on the 14th of August in Taipei. So this is actually a delegation led by Senator Ed Markey. He is a representative in the States, and he actually brought another four of these U.S. congressional leaders, and they are a bipartisan group consisting of four Democrats and one Republican, and they are visiting Taiwan from yesterday all the way to today. So they are as part of a larger visit to the Indo-Pacific region. And the delegation will meet with President Tsai Ing-wen, the president of Taiwan, later on, and will also visit the parliament, and to which they'll be hosted to lunch by the foreign minister of Taiwan, Mr. Joseph Wu. So the trip is actually pretty short, and then they are expected to conclude their trip by the afternoon.
Either way, they are a delegation of US politicians. We saw after the visit from Nancy Pelosi, it was followed by significant response from Beijing, days of live fire, military drills around Taiwan. Is there an expectation in Taipei of further retaliation for this visit?
You know, actually, with the People's Liberation Army or the Chinese Army has actually not stopped military exercises around Taiwan. You know, so even though they actually said that they have stopped it, like officially the live firing have stopped, you know, but they actually changed to conducting regular patrols around Taiwan. And we have been seeing them crossing over the median line and doing their drills around Taiwan within the past week. So, you know, just to put up some numbers, you know, just as of like from between 11 August all the way to the 13th August, you know, a total of 27 PLA aircraft still cross the median line. So the numbers are still there. So, you know, with the delegation coming, no doubt people here are expecting to see maybe a strong reaction from the Chinese government. And on top of that, a recent Lithuanian delegation that just left Taiwan were also sanctioned by the Chinese government. So, you know, maybe another possible step that will be taken by the PRC government is probably they may or may not, but they might sanction this US delegation.
Are these visits from American politicians adding to Taiwan's security, or are they making the island less safe from Beijing?
You know, the US delegation will want to send a message, you know, I believe at this point in time to the world that, you know, a US commitment to this region in that sense. And, but really, it's still really too early to say, because I think, you know, currently the US and the Chinese government are probably playing a game of blink, I guess, you know, see who blink first. You know, but it's quite interesting because the Taiwanese Foreign Ministry actually posted a tweet yesterday thanking the like-minded US lawmakers for the timely visit and unwavering support, for sure.
And what's the impression among the public about these visits?
I think everyone is still watching with a lot of caution, but, you know, the question was really like, after Pelosi's departure just 12 days ago, will there be a U.S. delegation that might come? Because, you know, there has been a lot of discussions that, you know, Taiwan might actually receive a delegation from the United Kingdom and many other countries, but we're not really very sure about the United States, you know. But, you know, less than a fortnight, U.S. Senator Congressional Group actually arrived in Taipei. And what was actually significant about this trip was that Senator Markey actually came in by commercial flight, but the other four congressional leaders actually flew to Taipei using military aircraft that was actually of a similar version to Nancy Pelosi. So you can imagine the whole action rolling out on television, live television, where United States livery and military aircraft that took off from the Tokyo Air Base and landed in Taipei, Songshan, exactly in a similar way when Pelosi arrived in Taiwan.
Ting-Ting Liu, thank you for joining us and talking about this story that you broke. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Ting-Ting Liu is a Taipei-based foreign affairs and military correspondent for TVBS News that broke this news that's broken this morning.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.